The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Sponsored by Ran Ram and Chevrolet. And if you know a Kid of the Week that goes above and beyond for his family or community, obviously can be a charitable effort, but sometimes it's something very simple that just makes that kid's world a better place. You go to WGNradio.com/contest, submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. The winner will be announced here on the show, as we're about to do again. But in December of 2016, you get to hear who we choose for 2016 from all Kid of the Week winners. You want to be a part of that this year? You want to be a part of the choosing?
No.
All right, so Mary and Dave, once again, will choose this year's Kid of the Year.
Happy to do it.
Only because it's so much pressure, because
you know, they did a really good job.
They all deserve it.
It was kind of fun last year.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
Didn't have that bad.
We don't mind. We're not going to shirk our responsibility.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Ross pick? Speak for yourself.
So anyway, a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray and Raymond Chevrolet and Ray and Raymond courtesy of Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. It's Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. I've known these guys for 20 years. Why do I read this? Why don't I just talk? RayandRaymondDeals.com. It's 6:45. Meet Kid of the Week, Walker Weiland. And what a great name that is. In 1 second, first we got to do traffic. Mary, what do you have? You know, I'm lucky. I've got two fabulous kids who turned into two fabulous adults, and as they both would tell you, mostly because of their mother. But this Kid of the Week segment every week, what does it make us do, Dave? Every week it makes us think we got to go home to our kids and tell them you failed us or we failed you. It's one of the two.
Or try parenting again.
Joining us now is Walker Weiland. Is it Weiland or Weiland, Walker?
Yes, it's Weiland. Hello.
Weiland. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. That's a great name. Walker Weiland.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your mom's name is Mika?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, Mika told us about you. Let me brag about you a little bit here. Walker has a boundless interest in science since he was about 3 years old. What were you doing at three? Did you have your own Bunsen burner at three? You shouldn't be in an open flame at three. What were you doing at three?
I was digging in the backyard looking for fossils.
Cool. I liked that, too, when I was a kid. I thought I'd be a geologist at one point, and then I found out, well, there's a lot of science involved. I don't have that kind of attention span. Anyway, Walker, here's more on you. When he was in middle school, he convinced his principal to let him take a biology class at the high school level so he could qualify to be selected to attend the Illinois Mathematics and Science Academy. Yeah, me too. Walker was admitted to IMSA as a sophomore, left home at 15 to live at the academy. Well, that had to be scary, right? You love your family? You want to stay at home? You went and did that at 15?
Yeah, I did, but it's also exciting. I like that kind of thing.
Wow. He loves to share his passion with others, taught classes on fossils and evolution at his high school and the elementary school. Past summer was accepted as a teen volunteer at the Field Museum. Has over 180 volunteer hours teaching museum guests. What do you teach guests that come to the field?
So the director of education there will give us different artifacts and we'll teach the patrons about selected items.
All right, so give me a sample item and then teach us. Like what? Well, like, we've just come in. It's Dave, Mary, Andrea, and me. We just walked in. You're Walker Weiland. You just met us. What have you got in your hand?
So I have a huge trilobite fossil.
Oh, what's that about, Walker? Nice to meet you, by the way. I'm Steve.
Nice to meet you, yes. There are 500 million
years old. Beautiful day, don't
you
think, Walker? Here, can I take a picture? Walker, hold still. I want to take a selfie of you with my family here. Click. All right, go ahead, Walker. What are you holding there?
All right, so trilobites can be up to 500 million years old, wow. And they're one of the first animals with eyes, so that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
That is cool.
It's very cool. Is that all you got, Walker? I mean, that's cool, but I mean, I'm captured now. I'd like you to tell me more. This is where you point me to the exhibit and go, leave me alone. I have other people to talk to.
Exactly.
Walker spends his Wednesdays as an intern at the museum, assisting with the invertebrates collection manager. I guess a chick magnet. Walker has also been invited to be on the Field Museum Youth Council and is co-creator of a digital art club at his school and co-president of one of his school's culture clubs. What are your grades like?
Well, here, you know, the classes are really tough, so I have, like, straight B's right now.
Oh, my massive failure.
I have a question about...
B's. But listen, all that stuff, he's still getting straight B's. He feels like he ought to be getting A's, which, of course, he will.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
Yeah, of course you are.
That's awesome. Yeah. Walker, how do you... Okay, I have a preservation question. So when you go to the museum and they say don't use flash, you know, people always want to take a picture. Why is that? What does the flash actually do? Does it ruin, I guess, the sediment or whatever is in the fossil?
You know what
fossil?
I find, Andrea? It ruins the troglobites. Oh. You know, the troglobites...
There you go. I should have just asked
this
you.
This is what caused the troglobites to go blind. Flash photography.
I'm curious as to what Walker might say about
Walker,
that.
Do you have a thought on this?
So for, like, if you're looking at, like, the stuffed animals, flash photography can actually make them, like, degrade much faster than no flash.
So you've got these animals that are, what are they stuffed with, other animals?
Fuzz.
You know, in the exhibits where you've got these animals that are, what's the terminology for that?
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy. So the taxidermy where you make them look real. So the degrading of the outer shell of these animals, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so like of the actual skin and fur.
Well, how about that?
I know Walker
Weiland, Mr. Big Shot, knows everything at the museum.
He probably does.
Yeah, that's my point. He knows everything at the museum. Walker, you're all right. You're going to be a scientist, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully.
What are you going to study? Any idea?
I think I want to be an evolutionary biologist.
And what is the best university in the world for that?
I'm hoping to go to the University of Chicago.
Can you make a call on that, Dave? You know people. Let's get Walker.
I'm not sure I can help him there.
I'd like a full ride for Walker at the University of Chicago.
Let me work on that.
Yeah. Hey, here's the deal, Walker. When you get over there, mention Milt Rosenberg's name. It'll get you a lot of free stuff.
Okay.
Don't forget Milt Rosenberg. It's a very big deal at the University of Chicago. Hey, I'm proud of you, man. You're an amazing young man, and I can see why your mom's so crazy about you outside of the obvious, because you're doing your family proud. Hold the line, will you?
Okay.
Thanks for being on. Nice kid.
He's a great kid.
Yeah. Walker Weiland, this week's Kid of the Week.